Now, a new exhibit at the Washburn Area Historical Society Museum celebrates a man known as the godfather of modern surfing who just happens to be from Wisconsin. Tom Blake was born in Milwaukee in 1902 and grew up in Washburn. He would go on to totally revolutionize the world of surfing. The design of modern surfboards is thanks largely to Tom Blake. So is the style of contemporary surfing photography, those photos that make you feel like you're riding the wave with the surfer. And that chill, hang-loose attitude, that was born and bred Wisconsinite Tom Blake as well. We have another Tom Blake with us, the nephew of surfing legend Tom Blake. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What do you remember most about your uncle?
Well, for me personally, I really didn't get to know him till he was in his later years, and I mostly remember him just being a real humble, very quiet. A lot of what I know about him, I learned after he passed away, and so he didn't talk much about his accomplishments, but he was very quiet, very kind person. Didn't have a lot to say about it. So like I said, I learned a lot of what I know about him after he passed away.
Yeah, how did you realize what a legend your humble uncle was down the road?
Well, my wife and I had made a trip to Hawaii, and we were staying in a hotel and went down to the gift card shop, and there were postcards with his picture on it and talking about it. And so we visited a lot of the surf shops there and found all kinds of stuff. And then I started collecting, anything I could get my hands on about him. And that's where I really, learned the most that I did doing it that way.
And there's a pandemic echo here. I understand he got into surfing after he dropped out of high school during the 1918 flu pandemic. Can you talk about what led this kid from Wisconsin into the world of surfing?
Yeah, he had mentioned that he saw a newsreel clip when he was 9 or 10 years old in Washburn, and it showed Hawaiian surfers at Waikiki, and that really struck with him. And then when he left Washburn during the pandemic, he went to stay with some relatives in Detroit, and he met Duke Kanemoroko, and his teammates were coming back from the Antwerp Olympics in a movie theater. They were showing highlights of their performance there, and he went up and introduced himself and said that Duke was, very accommodating, and Tom kind of took that as an invitation to come see him. So 4 years later, he took a steamship to Hawaii, and Duke wasn't on the island at the time, but Tom got connected with his brothers, and Sam Kanemoroko in particular, and surfed with them and swam with them. And he only stayed for about a year, and he went back to California, where he had moved shortly after meeting Duke in 1920. And he started competitively swimming there, and made another trip a couple of years later to Hawaii. And then he went back there pretty much every year for the next 30 years, other than the war years. But while he was in Hawaii, he spent a lot of time at Bishop Museum studying the old ancient Hawaiian boards, and started to experiment with those boards were huge and very, very heavy. And he started experimenting with first drilling holes in them to make them lighter, and then making kind of hollow chambers. And he ended up, creating much lighter, faster boards and set all kinds of surfing race records in Hawaii. And that's kind of how he got over there to begin with.
And surfing had been around, of course, for thousands of years on Pacific islands. Did the changes Tom made to the board and things like that help it catch on elsewhere in the world?
Absolutely. The lighter weight boards, I think the older boards were, 100, 150 pounds. And ultimately he got the board down to, I think, about 50 pounds or less. So it certainly introduced it, made it feasible for women and children to take up surfing. And it made it much easier to manufacture, eventually when the veneer finishes and it made for, mass production of the board. So it definitely did promote surfing from where it had been.
And also surfing photography. Your uncle Tom Blake made a big difference there. What was his innovation?
Well, he invented a waterproof camera housing, and then he started taking pictures from the surfboard. And he was first published in National Geographic in 1935 as a an article titled Waves and Thrills on Waikiki that had a bunch of his pictures, and it showed people in Waikiki doing tandem surfing and just kind of glorified the sport of surfing and brought a lot of attention to it. And his photography got a lot of publications in some major publications on the mainland that kind of spurred the interest in surfing over here.
We often think of modern surfing, as having kind of that chill, hang loose attitude. Was that an innovation of your uncle as well?
Well, I don't know about an innovation, but he definitely reflected, I think, that lifestyle that you think of. He was in his youth, very extremely handsome, I guess, and tanned, and had the surfer's physique, and he also had the kind of carefree attitude, surf all day, and he kind of worked different jobs. He would lifeguard. He would he actually, when he was in California surfing, he did acting jobs. He was in several movies when he was out there, but he would just make enough money to surf for another month or two, and then he'd get another job. And he lived pretty much out of his van, didn't have a lot of material things, so I think he kind of embodied that hang loose culture.
I gotta ask, Tom, did Wisconsin surfing legend ever take his nephew Tom to try to introduce him to surfing?
Well, he took me and my brothers out on Chemamagan Bay on Lake Superior a couple of different times when we were younger, and we never did have that skill that he had. We enjoyed going out there and visiting with him mostly, because we didn't get to see him a lot, but none of us were watermen, that's for sure.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks. Thank you.
Tom Blake. He talked to us about his uncle, the Wisconsin surfing legend, Tom Blake. The Washburn Historical Society Museum has an exhibit about the surfer Tom Blake.